We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Thanks for listening. We're going to talk more guns. This segment brought to you by Diamond Jim's Auto and Tire.
That's right. You know, in as we go through life, we go through experiences. It sounds like a talk show on a FM station now, doesn't it? Let's talk about guns.
I'm listening.
Now, but you know what? You got to get to the range. You got to get to the hunting blind.
Yeah.
You need your car in good shape,
right,
or truck.
Yeah.
And you need good tires. You need good shocks. You want to get there safely.
Yep.
Get your car into Diamond Jim's. Get it checked out. They are an auto and tire service center. Very importantly, you're going to want a four-wheel alignment, because I know they're trying to fix the damn roads, but they're not all fixed.
Oh, no.
I'm bouncing all over the road going down like I-75 right now, and across 69. It's getting a little better. But get your car fixed. Go to Diamond Jim's. They're right on Dorrit Highway in Burton, just south of Bristol Road. Their number is 810-743-4210. Give them a call. Get on the list. Get your car in there during the week. Get it fixed. You'll be happy you did. And tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. And you can always find out more. You can go link right to the sponsors on my website, thegss.com, and you can link to all of our sponsors on there. And listen to the shows. If you missed a segment and you want to hear it again, it's always on there. It's on. It'll be on there at 10 o'clock. It'll be on there today. So today on this show, we're talking about a lot of new stuff. Not a lot of old stuff, but a lot of new stuff. And Winchester has debuted a brand new cartridge, Dan.
Oh, wow.
Something brand new.
Oh.
It's called the 21 Sharp.
Okay.
Which is kind of neat. It's a new concept. And we don't get new cartridge debuts that really are, I wouldn't say groundbreaking, but very interesting. This is smart. They've taken the 22 long rifle and modified it to a point where they've got this new one called the 21 Sharp. They shortened the case a little bit and made for longer bullets. So what it did was it took 22s have always been, they're fun. They're fun to shoot. They're cheap to shoot. The shells, they're not expensive. They're not overly powerful. A lot of people shoot them in their backyards. You know, it's good for dispatching that possum that's in the garage, that kind of stuff. Well, they made the new 21 Sharp. And a lot of people, you're probably just now hearing about this because this thing is brand spanking new. It's a cool idea. They have taken this bullet. Now, normally a 22, you'll get 1,000 to 1,200 feet per second out of a 22. When 45 years ago, CCI came out with a Stinger, all of a sudden we had one going 1,400 feet per second. We're like, holy cow, they were Stingers, man. You'd shoot a squirrel with a regular round and, you know, it put a hole in it and you'd get it, but you shot a squirrel with a Stinger and by God, if you're careful, you could behead it. You know what I mean? They're explosive. And since then there's been the TNT rounds and the accelerator rounds, all kinds of Vipers and stuff like that. Well, this is brand new. This is a different style bullet. These are more like rifle bullets. And Dan, I'm showing you a picture so you can see.
Yeah,
they're pointed bullets. They're hollow points. They're target rounds, but they're designed. They look more like a rifle bullet than a pistol bullet. So this cartridge, it's got very interesting SAMI pressures, meaning the pressure in the case is pretty high. You're getting good feet per second out of this thing. You're getting 1,750 feet per second out of this little bullet. And we're only talking a 25-grain bullet. And in the heavier bullets, you're still getting a lot more performance than a 22 long rifle. They have a 34-grain Super X jacketed hollow point. So that's a nice-sized bullet. 34-grain is still a little bit bigger than a 22 Stinger, and they're getting 1,500 feet per second out of it, hitting with 170 foot-pounds energy. That's more than a 25 ACP hits with. That's been used for years as like a vest pocket gun. So this is I'm pretty impressed. I'm looking forward to shooting one. And as soon as they get a stockpile of them at Williams, I'll get to Williams and shoot one in the range and let you know what I think. There's already Savage has already put four guns on the market with it chambered. So the guns are on the market. I'm sure Winchester, if they're making the ammo, Winchester, I'm sure, is going to have guns available, and Ruger will too, and they'll have them out in no time, even Henry probably, because this one could really catch on. It's going to be a more effective way of varmint hunting, and let's face it, the industry is just pumped on new products, you know, because nothing sells like something new and flashy and shiny. Otherwise, we'd still be looking at square body Chevy trucks, you know. Yeah. Things change, people change, but I'm excited about it. I think you should be too. It's going to be very interesting to see how this thing develops. Put it this way: on the slow side, they're 1,200 feet per second. So it's going to be a more powerful 22 to carry the 21 Sharp. Look for it. As soon as we can get a story on our website, we'll get it on there. Another new gun out, very interesting. One of my favorite all-time handguns was the Beretta 84. The Beretta 84 is a double-stack 380. To me, as a little kid, I love these things. It looked to me to be a miniature Beretta 92, which is a full-size 9mm. Well, this is a 380, more of like an officer-style gun or a chest, shoulder, holster gun, one you keep in your armpit. Well, Tisas, which is the Turkish company that's making these fantastically well-machined guns. I have not held a Tisas yet that I haven't really, really liked. These things are very well made. They have this gun. It's called the Fatih. Not Fatty. It's the Fatih. F-A-T-I-H. And it's called the Model B-30. It is the exact duplicate of a Beretta 84. It takes the exact same magazines. It looks exactly alike. The nice thing is this one comes with a really nice finish, very well machined. The test results so far have been outstanding on them, and it has really pretty walnut grips on it. So it has a real gentleman character to it. It'd be a wonderful gun for ladies as well, because if it has the same grip panel, it's going to be real easy to find aftermarket grips for. You'll be able to order them from, like our friend Ed Strange at Wicked Grips. You can order them from Ace Grip Company. You'll be able to order aftermarket grips if you don't like the walnut. But who knows? You might have to make it pink for, you know, your wife or something for an anniversary gift or a makeup gift. Makeup gifts are good because, mm-hmm. Because you always get a makeup gift, something you want. Because I've given my wife like air compressors and nail guns for mm-hmm. makeup gifts because I needed a new one, and I might as well kill two birds with one stone. You understand my logic, sure. Right? Yeah. That's how I think.
I would, I don't know if I'd give it as a makeup gift. I might wait until after you're made up.
She'd say, "Did you buy me another gun?" I said, "No, this is a nail gun. It's not a gun. It's a nail gun."
I imagine that goes over really well.
Oh, for a couple of minutes, I get a smile, you know, and then I'm back in the doghouse. But that's all right. I was in the doghouse a lot as a child, so. Yeah. So this copy of the Beretta is really cool. Single action, double action, high capacity, 380. It's got the safety on the side. It's got the double action pulls 8.75 pounds. Which is not bad for double action. A lot of the Tauruses, a lot of the guns you see on the market, double action pull is 13 pounds. That's a hard, when you're pulling a 13 pound trigger and you're trying to keep on target, you're pulling to the, if you're right handed, you're pulling to the right.
Yeah.
If you're left handed, you're pulling to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Single action pull is a crisp 4 pounds. It weighs 23 and a half ounces. So this is not a lightweight. This is not a plastic gun. Mm-hmm. This is a steel frame gun. Beretta makes the same gun still. They've got it called the 80X, which is pretty cool, but it's $800. Tisas has put this gun on the market. Their MSRP is $399. So go to Tisas USA. That's TISASUSA.com. Check out the whole site, man. They've got so many cool guns on the market right now, and everything that's coming out of that plant is top-notch. The machine – My Tisas Night Stalkers in 10mm, I am so impressed with those guns. I show them off to people all the time and say, you know, if you want to check out a good high-quality gun at a fair price, get them. And if they don't have this on the shelf yet, get it on order at Williams and get one in. Get an early model in, check it out, and I think you'll be real happy. Have you got an inkling for a 380? And see, some people don't like 380s. Nah, it's not as good as a 9mm. Well, you know what? A Ford Pinto is not as good as a Ford pickup either. But you got to have something to drive. And if this gun fits you, and this gun, I'm a big guy. And this gun, I love the fit and feel of this gun. I had an 80X in my hand about a month ago and almost bought it. Now I'm looking forward to it. If it's the same thing and the quality's where I think it is, this will be in my repertoire fairly quickly. So TSOS is...
It's a good thing you're making some room out at the Lapeer Gun and Knife Show next
week.
Yeah,
I got to make room for the new stuff. Yeah. You know, because there isn't much room, you know. And I do... Okay, you be my wife's advocate again.
Well, you already had it set up. You're moving some merchandise.
I need to clean the shelves off a little bit. Kind of like you with Seize the Deal
on
stuff.
On Fridays, we got to clean shelves off. Truck gets in early Monday morning.
Cinch up that belt and get things moving, you know?
So, don't forget to put your back belt on.
Yeah, there you go. You got
lift with your legs, down with your back. Yeah, all that good stuff. She gets in early. She works hard.
Yeah, I thought you had to lift with your back and twist while you're doing it.
No, you don't do it that way.
Oh, I thought that's the way Homer Simpson did it.
A lot of people think that.
Or was it the Family Guy? I think it was the Family Guy.
It might be the Family Guy. Remember, that's not the way to do it.
Remember, Peg, lift with your back and twist when you're picking up. So, anyways, go to those websites. But most of all, go to the GSS.com. Check us out. Like us on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show. And every now and then I'll throw a good picture of Dano on there. He's not feeling good today. You can tell his voice is off a little bit. Saturdays are tough on Dan.
Yeah, well, I gotta get
he
in
works
early.
A lot.
I'm a hardworking guy.
You are a hardworking guy. But you know what? Beautiful weather like today. Yeah. I mean, we got a low of 48, 42 this morning, a high of 68 this afternoon. Man, doesn't get any better than that. It's October. Bow hunting season.
Let's get out there.
Hunt this evening.
We're almost done. Yeah. We got two more segments. Keep it right here. It's the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.